Church, that brings us up to our fourth objective. We cannot be complacent with our approach. We cannot be complacent with our approach. The subtitle for today's message is this: Handling Our Assignment. Handling Our Assignment. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. Church, if we are going to do the work of restoration, we cannot be complacent with our approach. What does that word approach mean? We have defined that word in a different series, in a different context. But that word approach means this. Approach means how we handle something. How we handle something. Or how we deal with something. Approach means how we handle something or how we deal with something. If we are going to do the work of restoration, we cannot be complacent with how we handle or deal with our assignment. And when I talk about our assignment, I'm talking about what God has called us to do. He has called us to the work of restoration. That is our assignment. Church, we have to do better with the assignment. We have to be more focused on the assignment. We have to take the assignment that God has given us more seriously. And we must do what the assignment requires. We have to give more time and attention to the work of restoration that God has called us to do. See, right now as a church, we are complacent. We are complacent with how we are handling our assignment. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, we are pleased with what we are doing. We're pleased. We are pleased with what we are doing, even though we have not done exactly what God said for us to do. Very few of us can say that we have done exactly what God said. Very few of us can say we have done exactly what God required. But if you ask us individually how we're doing, most of us would say, oh, we're doing pretty good. We're making great progress. See, we believe we are doing good because we're doing something. We believe that we are doing good because we're doing more than nothing. Even though we must understand that partial obedience is not obedience in the eyes of God. That partial obedience is rebellion, stubbornness, and disobedience in the eyes of God. And yet we are complacent with our approach. Church, we are too pleased with how we are handling our assignment to be as disobedient as we are. We are just simply disobedient. We have not yet elevated our conduct to the level that God requires. Instead, we have brought God's requirements down to meet our level of conduct. So much of what God has told us remains undone because we have taken his instructions and we brought it down. We are complacent. Pastor, I'm not sure what you mean. Well, let me give you a few examples. See, we have been challenged to have a sense of urgency. You know, we started the year, state of emergency. This is an emergency. We are in distress. Yet, when you ask us, we say, oh, we're getting there. It's a process. I'm doing a little bit at a time. See, our approach is different than the instructions. We have been challenged to be bold, courageous, and loving, to be bold for the Lord, But what we say is, I don't want to be too pushy. I don't want to force myself on others. See, my approach is different than the instructions. We have been challenged to not be selfish, to go the extra mile. But we still talk about how we cannot be bothered, what we don't have time for, how we can't let anyone interfere with what's going on. See, our approach is different than the instructions. Church, it is amazing how often I hear us say exactly opposite of what I've taught. The exact opposite of what I've taught. That's because we have not yet elevated our conduct to the level that God requires. We have taken what God requires and we have brought it down to our conduct. See, we've been challenged to take things to another level, but we have not. We have not done what God said, and yet we are pleased. We're just as smug and disobedient as we want to be. And we have a reason, a rationale, and an excuse for it all. But if we all had to honestly evaluate our performance, we would say, what am I doing? What am I doing? Where is our zeal? Where is our effort? Where is the application of what I've been taught? Where is the consistency? What am I doing to carry out the assignment the way that it has been given to me to carry out? Church, we can't be complacent with our approach. The way that we're handling our assignment must change. So that brings us to our points for this morning. I know you all are saying, thank you, Lord. Let's just get on to the points. How do we overcome complacency in our approach? We must do three things. If we're going to overcome complacency in our approach, we must, point number one, hear. We must hear. That is, hear the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to us. We must hear him. When we talk about hearing, we're not just saying take in sound. To hear means to listen, to pay attention to, and obey. To hear, it means to listen, to pay attention, pay careful attention, and to obey. Let's look at Revelation chapter 3. We're going to read one verse of scripture, verse 22. How do we get to verse 22? We have to understand that this book was written to the early church. The early church had many troubles, and there were all kinds of things that were threatening their existence. Problems inside the church, false teaching, false doctrine, problems outside the church, persecution and opposition. They had many troubles, and their existence was being threatened. So Jesus shows up. He shows himself to the Apostle John, who is on an island all by himself. And he reveals himself to John so that he can set things in order for the church, so that the church would not die. And Jesus lets John know that I am in the midst of the church, that I'm in my church. I see my church. I see their strengths. I see their weaknesses, and I see their problems. He wanted John to know, I see their heart condition. I know their attitude. I know the works that they do. And I know what they need to do and to change so that they will remain, so that they would not be defeated, so that they could have victory over the adversary. I know what they need to remain. And so Jesus begins to speak through the Apostle John. And at each point, he speaks to a different church, to the church at Ephesus, to the church at Thyatira, Philadelphia, all of these different churches. And he begins his address to each church by saying to the angel of the church or to the pastor of the church, write this thing. In other words, for this particular church, I want them to know this is the problem and this is what they must do. And so he says to the church at Laodicea, I know your works. Church, we learn the problem of the church at Laodicea, that they were indifferent. He said, you're not hot, you're not cold, you're lukewarm. And so he began to admonish them and warn them what they needed to do to change. And after he gives very clear, specific instruction, at the very end, he says this, verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus is saying, I'm in the midst of you. I know what the problem is. I know what needs to be done. I know what's going to bring you victory. So I'm giving you some specific instructions, and I'm making it clear. But after all is said and done, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. He's saying, if you have the ability to hear, those of us in here, we have the ability to hear. In other words, we have spiritual ears because we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit enables us to understand what Jesus is saying to us. So he's saying, if you have the ability to hear, if you possess the ability to receive and understand what I'm saying, then listen. Pay careful attention to it and obey what I'm telling you to do. That's how we're going to remain. Church, that's how we're going to be established. That's how we're going to have generational success. That's how we will be able to continue the things of God. Church, the body of Christ is in trouble. Our families are dying. Our communities are dying. Our loved ones are perishing. But Jesus is in our midst. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. And he knows our problems. He knows what we must do in order to remain so that our families can survive, so that our church can survive. But we must hear. That is, listen to what he is saying to us. Pay careful attention and obey. See, all year long, the Holy Ghost has been teaching us. It's been teaching us this is an urgent matter. All year long, the Holy Spirit has been teaching us, don't be afraid of the assignment because you have grace to get you through. I have power for your weaknesses. All year long, the Holy Spirit has been teaching us how to get it right on the inside. He's been teaching us how to live our life so that we could be credible witnesses for Jesus Christ. All year long, he's been teaching us how to witness Jesus, how to share the goodness of God with others who don't yet know him. Church, all year long, as we sit and we hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, he has been giving us a word behind the word. What do you mean by that, Pastor? As the word of God is going forward and the word of God is being preached, God begins to speak to us. He starts to bring faces up before us, people that we know need help. He starts to bring names to our mind, situations to our mind, and he begins to give us a word behind the word. There's something I want you to do. Someone I want you to go see about. Someone I want you to minister to. Someone I want you to touch with your life. Someone I want you to pour yourself into. He has been talking to us, speaking the word behind the word. But the question is, have I listened? Have I just taken in